and lingerie. Don't buy your mom lingerie.
If you're buying your mom lingerie, you need to really take a step back.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
I feel like I just walked in on some weird
conversation. What are you wearing? Are you wearing the onesie?
Yeah, it's Freaky Friday. It's Freaky Friday. Who doesn't like Space Cat with pizza and tacos?
I wore that once. You know I love it. Man. You're lucky you got that back after I borrowed it and wore it on our trip.
Yeah, yeah, I believe me.
Because you had one,
I forgot.
You had two.
I got another one. Today I figured it, you know, Freaky Friday, when I get freaky. I mean, freak. Look at me, I'm a freak.
You never really need that big of an excuse much runway.
If you're listening, I'm wearing a onesie. It's almost like beach wear to me, actually. It feels like pool wear, but it's a space theme with a cat eating pizza and taco. I call him the Space Cat.
Well, remember I had that t-shirt like 2 weeks ago where it was Space Cat DJing and pizza.
Space Cats like, and pizza are a thing, I hear
you. Thriving industry of Space Cat pizza.
Yeah, and the other one I have is a pineapple. I don't know why I have that, but I must have lost weight because it fits really good. It feels comfortable.
I was going to say it looks good on you. Know.
Well, thank you. Come on. Okay. All right. So welcome to the show, people. Happy Friday. We got, what do we got? Fun factory a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Also, you want to reach out to us. It's bpscrasher@gmail.com. If you're willing and wanting to know anything about sponsoring the show or anything like that, you can reach out there to us as well, or you can shoot us a text. It's 402-915-0962. Make sure you follow, you rate, and you review and subscribe to everywhere and anywhere you're watching this podcast or listening to the podcast. Thank you very much. Mother's Day weekend.
Yes. Is upon us. Giving producer Grace some hints about what she can do for her mom.
Okay.
It's always that overwhelming thing. Moms are impossible to shop for because they spend so much of their time like thinking about you. Mm-hmm. What do you want? That all of a sudden you're like vapor locked when it comes to like, I don't know, what is mom really like, on account of the fact she always goes to the restaurants that we like.
So
she
always wants
to like hang out with the places we go.
Where do you, I forever got my mother the same thing every year. I just got her a bottle of the same perfume that she liked. That was just.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Cause I wonder in hindsight how many bottles she had. In the end, because I don't know, do you go through that many bottles in a, I don't know. She wore that wind song. So, yeah. Like, so what is some advice, ideas?
Services, things that mom's going to do anyway, but like you can treat her. So whether that's hair, nails, massage, a restaurant she likes to go to with her girlfriends that you know that they always hit up. Like these are things that moms will actually use.
Yeah,
and are nice, you know, like if you know, she's going to get her hair done anyway, like why not get it done on you? You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
And it's an easy, and plus you're kind of like helping out the local economy when you do it that way, you know, as opposed to like going and buying, you know, you're helping out a local stylist or a local salon or something like that. So that's always kind of fun.
I feel like there's a lot of local salons and massage places here in Omaha.
Oh my God. Well, I'm intrigued. There's one out in West Omaha. And they do like that light treatment, which I am fascinated by.
What is it? Is that the red light, blue light, green light?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so it's like a salon or like an anesthetician and they do the light treatment. And I'm like, sign me up. I'm dying to try it because you can buy those masks. But like they're really expensive.
Yeah, I've seen
those. Where you look like you're in the future.
Yeah,
you're
it looks weird.
I am a robot.
So is that what you want?
I mean, if Peter gifted me like a facial, or if
you're
he,
not his mom though, you're just,
yeah, but
on.
I've got little kids. Like they're not.
You're right. Right. I get
if
it.
If they were adults, I wouldn't be hitting him. Oh, trust me, he's very. He's very precise about the fact that, like, you're not my mom. And I'm like, I'm the mother of your children.
So you better do something. Yeah.
Here's my Miles other
cook. Yeah.
Hint to mothers and fathers listening that are going to be taking place this weekend. Keep in mind, Mother's Day comes first. So as much as you're going to receive.
Sure.
So if you're phoning it in for your wife or your mom, and all of a sudden Father's Day comes around and there's no breakfast in bed, there's no golf day for dad, just know that you manifested that for yourself the minute you made Mother's Day lame.
Well, we should have a list of things that they shouldn't get as opposed to getting, because I mean, some people make the wrong purchases. Like, you shouldn't get your mom something like a vacuum. No, don't buy them something that helps them work on the house, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I remember one year my dad, for either Mother's Day or her birthday, got my mom a microwave.
Yes, he don't. Unless she really wants
it. Damn, coming in hot. Like, somebody really, really wants to be in the doghouse.
And also, don't give your mom an IOU. You know what I mean? IOU a trip. Buy the trip. Don't give her
an IOU. IOU a hug, or give her hug coupons that she can use anytime she wants.
There you go. There's another idea. And lingerie. Don't buy your mom lingerie.
If you're buying your mom lingerie, you need to really take a step back. I mean, every mom, mom's like a good robe.
Yeah, they
do. You know why Lene loves her robes. She's a mama.
Silky stuff, maybe some silky teddies and stuff like that.
Yeah, if all of a sudden I open up my kid's box and there's a bunch of silky teddies and stuff in there, I'll be like, you shouldn't be thinking of me like this.
Neither at all.
I've broken you. If this is something where you're like, mom's going to love this.
Hands over a whip. You're like, wait, what is this for? To beat you
where
with?
Where is this gift card to? I don't know, doctor. Is this like a Botox doctor? You're just saying Dr. Love?
Dr. Love. Absolutely.
Mom, so, it's not a doctor's office.
Yeah. So don't get them those things. I would keep that off the list for sure. Well, happy early Mother's Day to you, Molly, and all the other mamas out there as well. Also, it's the same weekend as I don't want to forget this because I will forget. This is the end of National Nurses Week. It's Nurse Appreciation Week.
Oh, man. They are seriously angels.
Yes, they are. And I just want to say thank you to all of them. And you know, especially mine. You know, and I just want to say every day should be Nurses Day because you, sweet Wylene, there's so much thankful. how about this one? Thank you for everything you do, sweet Wylene. You're a true hero.
Oh, my God. She is on the front lines doing everything she can to keep you alive.
Being my nurse is a profession full of challenges. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate all that you do, sweet Wylene. My nurse.
So it's a combo weekend for her. Mother's Day and Nurse Appreciation.
It's even bigger. Ready for this? Yesterday, I just want to, I want to say happy anniversary to Katie and Manuel. That's brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Wylene's sister. And yesterday, also, Wylene's anniversary. I had no idea. I don't think anybody else knew this. But this is her 19th anniversary yesterday. Working at Omaha Steaks, 19 years.
Woo. Wow.
Also, all the kinds of celebration going on. That's
what are you
right.
Doing to celebrate? You're like, Wylene, scratch my back.
Wylene.
Papa needs a drink. She's like, you're not my dad.
I guess I call her hot mama, but not. Do you call Peter dad or daddy or vice versa?
No, absolutely not.
No, why not? Come on.
He's not my dad.
Well, you're not his mom, and you're buying him Mother's Day stuff, or he's buying you Mother's Day stuff. So
he doesn't call me mom. I mean, the only time I hear him refer to me as mom is when I can hear the kids. This was one of my favorite memories. I was downstairs in the basement, and I was in my office doing whatever, and the kitchen is right above my office.
Okay.
And I hear the children's feet, and they go in, and they say, "Where's mom?" And Peter says, "Mom's down in her office."
Okay.
Peter's in the kitchen watching TV or doing whatever.
Yeah.
I hear the steps. They come downstairs. They come into my office and they say that they're hungry. They were just in the kitchen with a parrot. And then they asked that parent that was in the kitchen where the other parent was, and then went all the way out of the kitchen where the food is kept to come find me to say that they were hungry.
All right, so he doesn't call you mama.
No.
And not even when he's sucking his thumb. Mommy. No, I'm being mean. I'm sorry.
You're going to have a lot of explaining to do when you see.
I know. I don't want to explain. All right. Also this weekend, I think I'm heading out to the Cinco de Mayo party celebration. Have you ever been to that, Molly? It's this weekend.
Where is it? Is it down tonight? South O?
It's South O on 24th Street. They've been doing it forever. And this is probably one of the biggest celebrations in Omaha because today, Saturday and Sunday, there'll be over 200,000 people that go to this. It's absolutely amazing. They close down the street. And yeah, they have it's just a giant celebration, Cinco de Mayo. It's always the weekend after the Berkshire Hathaway thing. They don't do it at the same time. I don't know why, but I guess they don't want to share the crowd. I don't know why, actually. Why not?
I think it's an infrastructure nightmare.
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, if you were having two big events like that. Because
you have 40,000 there and you have 200,000 there. Yeah, that would be a problem.
That's a lot of people. So trying to keep everybody safe and keep, you know, the city not shut down everywhere.
Yeah, that's a thing that you definitely have to do at one time is hit that thing up. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. A lot of food. 24th Street's so unique, isn't it?
Yeah. The last time I think I was down there, we were at dinner or lunch or having margaritas or something.
Remember that.
And somebody overheard our conversation.
We're being crass as ever.
Yes.
And there was no one else in the restaurant except for this couple, mm-hmm. a lady and her husband. And she walked up and said, oh, my God, I'm sorry. I feel like I've been listening to the show. I've just been, you know, eavesdropping on you guys. I'm a big fan. I'm like, oh, my God.
We were terrified. Did you just hear? We had to, like, immediately replay everything. We're like, what did we say? What did we say? What did we say? It's like one of those horrible things where someone's like, hi. It's like they recognize you. You're like, no. I was being really unvarnished for the last 45 minutes. I'm sure she probably thought that she got to hear a behind-the-scenes episode, which is it kind of was.
It kind of was. Absolutely.
The fact that she came up to us and acknowledged it meant that we didn't say anything too egregious on account of the fact that she was still like a fan of the show.
Yes.
After that.
All right. Best news of the day. We also have a fun factory going on. What'd you find out?
Okay. So you're going to be upset.
What?
Sam's Club is having a little membership promotion going through now through Monday, May 12th. It's only $20 to get a membership to Sam's Club.
I just paid $100.
Well, if that's for the plus membership.
Uh-huh, I'm plus.
Okay, so they're now offered $50.
Oh, that makes me mad.
I knew that this was going to get you. Yeah.
Well, that makes me mad. I just updated it, too. I just did it.
So this is their special little.
I don't know what to say.
You're like, I don't know what to say. Go to Costco. For the plus membership, it's usually $110. That's probably what you just paid.
Okay.
And right now, pardon me, it's not $50, it's $60, but that's still quite a bit of savings. And then the regular membership.
Because Costco is $60, correct? That's what someone told me. I believe it is $60. I'll have to look it up because I think I'm joining now. But okay.
I can't remember on account of the fact that what happens is I don't know if they do this at Sam's Club, but like when you're checking out at Costco, they're like, hey, your membership's up for renewal. Do you want to renew it?
That's what they do to us too. Yeah. And we pay for it.
And then I never think to like, look, I mean, they could be absolutely robbing me blind, but they just put it in and then it just gets tacked on. But at that point you're buying $1 million worth of stuff. Who can notice whatever it costs?
Absolutely.
But with the plus membership at Sam's Club, you get what, 2% cash back or whatever?
You get cash back, which generally, depending on how much you go there, that's how you end up paying for your membership for the next year.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. You also get the scan and go. And you can do that. I saw someone doing it at Walmart too. I think there's a membership you can buy at Walmart and literally just scan and then you go.
Okay.
It gives you that feeling of, I'm stealing today.
I'm just walking right out. Just walking right out of here.
That's how it is at Sam's. I love it. I don't have to do anything. I just scan and literally go.
I was at the grocery store before the show today. I needed to pick up a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the self-checkout. And then I was leaving. And at the same time I was leaving, a manager walked out behind me. And he was like really close on my tail. And okay. In my mind, I'm like going through, I'm like, did I ring everything up? Like I was all of a sudden really worried after our Target conversation and how people get a little creative with the scanning. I was only buying like four things.
Okay.
So I mean, but at the same time, like, and then he kept walking.
What did you buy? What'd you buy for four things? That's pretty impressive. I can go now to Sam's because I use it like my regular store and buy one thing.
I bought Detroit style pizza,
ooh,
Minute Maid, zero sugar, fruit punch, and Starbucks coffee.
Okay.
I was running low on coffee and I get really like, you know, when it gets down to like half a bag, I get a little start getting, and I'm like, is this caffeine antsy heartbeat or is this just scared I'm running out of caffeine heartbeat? But I don't want to take any chances.
I hear ya. All right, so that Costco's 65, 130 for executive, and you get 2% on some stuff there as well at Costco. So there's that. Also, what did I find out? Nebraska, we just made the U.S. News 10 best states in the United States. 10 nice. Best. But we do it every year.
Because we're great.
Okay, we're 3 last year. Now we're number 5, and Iowa just dropped out of the top 10. So that's good news for us. I don't know if we want to share that with, you know, other people, but the number 1 is Utah, then New Hampshire, 3 Idaho, Minnesota, Nebraska, and then Florida. And, it really has a lot to do with the education, the economy, the infrastructure, the health care, and all that stuff. And they just kind of put all these numbers together and make us what we are. We're
not
number 5.
Not to put you on the spot, but is Illinois in the top 10?
Illinois is not in the top 10.
I had a feeling.
Why would they be? What's good about Illinois?
They've got some good stuff going on. I always feel like, you know, how people say they have dual citizenship. They're like, I have a European passport in this. I feel like I'm a dual citizen of Nebraska and Illinois.
You kinda are.
I get equally excited for news about either place, like as if it is my sole residential. So when I hear things like Nebraska's number 5, I get excited because I'm like, yeah.
It's awesome. Great. Yeah, it's pretty cool to be, I mean, that's out of 50 states, you know, 51 states.
How many states? We're really good about balancing our budget in Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
Good quality of life, usually very low unemployment. You get a lot more bang for your buck as far as like, you know, cost of living.
Yeah.
So many parks. I was on the Omaha Parks Foundation board for a while. I can't believe how many parks we've got in Nebraska. And in Omaha.
Oh, it's tons. We're really
lucky. Yeah. So there's lucky a for lot. Green space and then just things to do. You know, it's a great place to raise a family. Listen, you think I'd work for the Chamber of Commerce. If the Chamber of Commerce needs a spokesperson, they can obviously.
They can also sponsor this show.
Reach out to us. We can sponsor the show because guess what? We are pretty good town ambassadors.
Yeah, we are. All right. Other news I had for you guys, and it's just for both you and Super Gracie. There's a new world record. Oscar the Cat. I couldn't believe this is in the news today. Oscar the Cat jumped 8 feet 5 inches.
What?
8 feet 5 inches from table to table. And I was wondering, can your guys' cats, I mean, you and Murray and David, can they jump 8 feet?
No.
And then how do you convince it to jump 8 feet? I don't have the video. I'll have the video for you guys up. But 8 feet.
That's insane. I mean, unless there's like fire coming up behind him. And like treats on the other side. I don't think we could get Murray to do any of that. Like, and honestly, even in
looked
that
like
scenario,
Murray too. By the way, it was a bigger cat. So,
I mean, maybe a Maine Coon. Then they're pretty strong.
No, it wasn't like it was a Maine Coon. It was just a healthy cat. This cat has fallen. His life story is amazing. He, they found him, and he had some type of sickness, and they didn't think he was going to survive there. He ended up surviving. And then he ended up falling out of a window like five stories, and he ended up literally nine lives.
Well, that's why he can jump 8 feet. He's like, if I fall out of a window again, I need to be ready. This has already happened. You're not going to catch me on the back foot ever again.
No, not at all. Not at all. But yeah, there you go.
I think even with a fire behind him and treats on the other side, Murray would just succumb to the fire. I think he would just be like, I can't make it. I can't make it.
I won't do it. Okay. All right. That's all I got for the news, people.
Well, I have a little piece of news that kind of dovetails with a little bit of what we're talking about. So Warren Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just announced at the latest Berkshire Hathaway that he's retiring.
And by the way, Omar's freaking out a little bit because they're wondering if that means the Berkshire meeting goes somewhere else.
Could.
Yeah, it very much could. Now, that's a lot of revenue that comes into Omaha. It's 40,000 plus people that are with big, deep pockets.
Yes.
So I guess we'll see with that. But go ahead.
Yeah, the hotel and hospitality, that'll definitely be the people who are like, oh, boy. Yikes. You guys still want to have it here, though, right? They're like,
I don't know.
We'll get back to you. No, just announced that his buddy, Bill Gates, is giving away 99% of his fortune, like, within the next 20 years. Like, really. Like, completely.
Didn't his wife get a bunch of money and she's giving away money?
Oh, yeah, she got a bunch.
So what is he doing with it?
He is going to be giving 99% of his fortune to the Gates Foundation. That's $107 billion, which makes that the like most generous gift in like history.
Okay.
And where does that money go then? Can outpass, well, it goes to their foundation, and then their foundation, you know,
doles it out from there.
Like, you know, poverty-stricken areas. That's usually their big one.
Is this when he dies?
On, like, clean water, HIV, things like that.
Is this when he dies, or just
no.
Preemptively doing it? Okay, really? Wow.
But I mean, when 99% of your fortune is $107 million, what's that 1%? I think you can still live pretty nice. Like, I don't think you go to, like, cutting coupons. Like, you still get to be Bill Gates.
Yeah, you're right. I doubt he pays for anything, right? Even when he goes to dinners, no one's charging him, are they?
Sure. You know he has the money. Why wouldn't you? Why would you buy dinner for that guy?
Would you expect a big tip?
Guys like that, not usually.
Okay. There's a reason why people have money. It's because they don't live frivolously and just start giving it away.
Yeah, it's one of those misconceptions.
That's why Warren Buffett eats breakfast every day at McDonald's. You know, not weird. It's the same thing.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Warren may be able to beat Bill Gates on this record of generosity because he made $160 billion pledge based on like the stock market now.
Okay.
So he would actually be giving more money to his foundation. Cause you know, they all made that pledge years and years and years ago that they were gonna like, they weren't gonna, you know, hoard
their money.
They were gonna be giving it back. You know, I mean, obviously they're putting it into things like their own foundations, which a lot of their family members run. So, I mean, they're still, people are still taken care of. Like, it's not like all of a sudden you're going to see them in a 3-bedroom middle-class home anytime soon. You're like, it's 2 bathrooms. We're so excited.
Yeah, I know. I just got word that there's a new pope in the house. You see that yet?
No.
Yeah.
We've been on conclave watch here. You know,
White smoke just started pouring out. Yeah.
White smoke.
Yeah. It's white smoke. That means that they have a pope, but they don't have no one knows who it is yet.
No, he'll come out on the terrace.
Do you think all the people that that have gambled on who the pope is are going straight to hell? That seems weird. I am a gambler. I like to gamble, but I would never feel comfortable gambling on stuff like that for some reason. I don't.
That
you
definitely
know,
seems like exchange of gold in the, like, you know, doing work in the temple. Yeah, that seems pretty gross to me. I saw a very funny clip by this comedian out of Brooklyn. And it was him and his friends, and they were pretending like they were watching the conclave, like they were watching the NFL draft.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so they're like, oh, really? You're going to go for so-and-so? Blah, blah, blah. Like all this stuff. They're like, no, whatever's got the stats. Like all the, and they were basically going through all the different bishops.
That's what I saw this morning is that there's a late, someone invented or started some kind of phone game, and it literally is fantasy Pope. You get to pick the guy and all sort of stuff. So yeah, that's kind of what this was. And that was the questioning also, like you're playing a game about the Pope and there's, you know, a bunch of, I don't know.
I have an interest in obviously who the next Pope is going to be as practicing Catholic. This is a really big moment. We haven't had a lot of, you know, there's not usually a whole lot of change up. And I really loved Pope Francis. Like I'm still sort of,
I know
about him passing, especially because you saw him just the day before, like he was out there for Easter.
Yeah.
I mean,
and just the time of it alone, you know who I would like, I don't know who it is, but we'll find out, you know, Pizza Balla.
Yeah. Everybody's pulling for him. Everybody's
Pizza Balla.
Everybody loves pizza. That was,
yeah,
I mean,
he's 60. They're saying he's too young, but you know what?
Young.
Yeah, he'll be there for a long time.
Yeah.
A super long time at 60 years old. Good God, that's a lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, he could live to be 90. That's a Pope.
Everybody
for 30 years.
Loves Pizza that name, Balla. Hey.
I love that name. I want to make a shirt that says, I'm Pizza Balla. Pizza Ballin'.
My son surprised me. Declan surprised me the other day. He's like, hey, for family movie night, can we watch Two Popes? And I was like,
really?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't even know what Two Popes are, but it just sounds interesting.
It was on Netflix. And so it's about
comedy?
Pope Francis. No, it's about Pope Francis and Pope Benedict. Because at one point there were two overlapping popes. You remember Pope Benedict retired and Pope Francis then was nominated, but that doesn't happen. Usually you have the job until you pass.
Yeah.
But it was just interesting. And then he's like, because he goes to Catholic high school. So obviously it's been a really big a moment of conversation.
Sure, for a lot
and
of
learning
schools, yeah.
And a lot of that stuff. And so he was like, have you seen Conclave yet? And I was like, yes.
I still haven't
Everybody's
seen
Everybody's talking
either.
About Conclave is like probably raking it in right now, that movie. I mean, it was a great movie, but like then to have the Conclave.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, are you ready for some fun in the Fun Factory?
I love the Fun Factory.
All right, Gracie, are you ready to get this thing going? All right, so what basically Fun Factory is, I have a weird algorithm with my on my social media, so I get the weirdest stuff. And lately, it's just locked down on cats, and finally, it's starting to drift away from that a little bit. But here's V1. It's saying yes to wrestling moves.
I'm watching wrestling moves like this.
What the hell?
Let's watch it.
Ow.
Demon. An eyebrow.
What a creep. Keep an eye on that kid. That
All
is,
right.
That's trouble right there.
All right, here's the next one, people. By the way, you can follow this on YouTube, but also Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. This is Catching Marshmallows.
Okay.
Try. Oh,
oh my God!
That was easy. Marshmallows.
Looks like out of a window to some girls on a deck, and they're catching it in their mouth like a.
How are you doing?
See, look at that! Could you catch it in the switcheroo?
Ready? Ready?
Oh, an egg. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Basically, if you're listening, someone would start tossing marshmallows out to these girls and they're catching it in the deck in their mouth.
Oh my gosh,
then
he
did the switcheroo through an egg.
And he's still laughing like he's dead. She's throwing up. Like, she's really yakking over the side of that, and he's laughing. Those will be the last sounds he makes before strangulation.
All right, the next one is called The Interview. It's V3 with The Interview. So we have to describe this.
Look at the tongue out. Love it.
Look at that cat. Apparently, the guy was setting up for an interview, and then when they went live, it was the cat. So that's basically what happened.
That cat was really cute. I love it when they get their tongue stuck out like that.
Gracie, hit it again, please.
Realize it.
Yeah. I love it.
That cat is horrible.
Look at that cat.
Oh, buddy.
Look at you, that stupid dog.
It's so funny when they get caught like that. That'll happen once in a blue moon with Murray.
Yeah, and I'm always
like,
hanging
what's
out?
Going on? Like, you can feel your tongue hanging out of your mouth, right? Like, yeah. It's just a weird look.
All right. Here's, have you ever been this drunk? I go ahead and hit that one. I'll try to do play-by-play for the people listening. This guy's waking up. It's like a one-night stand, doesn't it? He's like, he's got to cut his arm off to get out from underneath her. Regret. Sneaking out. We've all been there. The
have
walk
we?
Of shame. Oh, come on. Down the stairs.
Shit.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's a good reveal. And it's my wife. Yeah. You're like, yikes, buddy. That Mother's Day gift better be amazing if she ever catches wind of this.
I know. Honey, I love you so much. How awesome was that?
I love you so, so much. I didn't mean to try to.
And here's the last one. All right, this is the most addicting song on the internet right now on socials. It's a V5 for us, Gracie.
Chicken banana, chicken banana, chicken banana, 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 chicken banana, chicken banana, chicken banana, banana, banana.
So stupid.
Stupid.
So stupid. And now I need to hear that again.
Yeah, hear that again. Let's do it. Can you turn it up a tiny bit?
Chicken banana. Chicken banana. Chicken banana. 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 Chicken banana. Chicken banana.
Oh, this is so dumb.
Chicken banana. Banana. Banana.
Okay, that's enough. Oh, that's it.
That's going to be on my walk. That's my walk music this weekend.
See how that works with that algorithm? Now I'm trying to get in between. I got more cats in there, and it was because of you guys and you guys wanting that, you know, more stuff for you guys, crazy cat people.
So
I like cats too. I like cats too. I'm not going to lie. I also like
dogs.
You
had a cat for a very long time.
Oh, I had a guest at the pool this morning when I woke up.
Who?
A mallard duck.
It was the weirdest. Hanging out in your
pool? No, he was right on the edge, but he was in the pool. You know how I know he was in the pool?
Why?
Because he pooped in the pool.
Sick.
Yeah.
You need to shock.
I did.
Water now.
I had to do it all. And then I go over to where this mallard was. I saw him yesterday flying over. I'm like, oh my God, there's a mallard right there. Because I love mallards. They're so beautiful. So when I looked up, well, better yet, real quick, I walked over there to where he was standing and then he flew off. And there was there was like a piece of pizza sitting there. And I'm like, who the hell's in here eating pizza? The duck apparently was eating a pizza at the pool and decided to relieve himself in the pool.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, like you do.
Like you do.
Like you do. And then it's weird because when I Googled, what do you do when a bird poops in a pool? Mm-hmm. And it broke it down what I need to do. I need to close the pool for a half an hour, chlorine, all that stuff, scoop up the poop, make sure you wash all that off and the scooper stuff. And I guess bird poop is really toxic.
Yes.
And all it showed was pictures of mallard ducks. How bizarre is that? They're the culprits. They must be.
That or geese, yeah. I would think. Geese.
Oh, I don't even want those. I don't even know what I would do. Yeah, they're the worst. So
they really are.
I'll probably have to put one of those fake owls up or something like that.
Ooh. Right? I mean, it's funny. There's a restaurant not that far from our house, and mm-hmm. they have a fake owl on their rooftop.
I wonder if it worked. Does it work?
No, and it's surrounded by like 700 pigeons.
Okay.
Like a pigeon standing pigeons are dumb. On the spook owl. Like, okay. Really? You think this is going to cause a stir?
Nope. Not at all. All right, we're out of here. Don't forget to follow, rate, review, subscribe. Tell all your friends and family that the Big Party Show lives on in the digital world of podcasts now. And just spread the word if you could. And that's it. That's all we got for you. Have a great Mother's Day. Again, no lingerie.
No lingerie.
And great weekend. And we will see you bright and early Monday morning. Have a safe weekend. And do yourself good.
Butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
A Huda Media Production.